This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, September 24th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Good morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all the people.
And Jason Bishop.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
That is the foursome. Cakes, you going hunting today?
I am not going hunting.
What's up with the camo hat?
I am wearing the Washington Capitals camo courage hat.
Nice.
Very nice.
That I purchased a few years ago that helps to assist fallen heroes' families. I'm not a hero, but I can spend a few bucks to support heroes.
Very so cool. Far from a hero.
There was a hero last night in Orlando.
Tyler, there certainly was.
He was really good.
He was scorching it. He was rushing it.
He might be the best sixth man in the league. Certainly is in the bubble.
Well, here's the thing about hero, and I know people, you know, they probably won't like this, but I think he's kind of like a poor man Steph Curry, man. He could kind of do it all. He could shoot off the dribble. He can drive. Obviously, he's a great three-point shooter. He kind of does. He has the running one-handers. I mean, whoo.
He's good.
He's got it all.
He's more Klay Thompson to me than Steph Curry.
Okay.
But he's a really good player. Somebody already tweeted us this morning saying the Wizards blew it by drafting Rui and not Hero, who went five picks after him.
Well, they're right.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Rui was solid.
But he's not as good as this kid.
Bradley Beal.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of position of need, you have to go Rui.
I don't know. He's not as good.
But Hero's just blossoming. He's probably my favorite player. He was kind of under recruited.
Yeah.
He committed to Wisconsin out of high school. Kentucky didn't even look at him until he had already committed to Wisconsin, and then Calipari went and saw him play, and they said, "I got to have this kid." And then he decommitted from Wisconsin, took the Kentucky offer, and then he was only there 1 year because he balled out, started every game.
Yeah, but he's doing this at the age of 20.
I mean, he's so good.
Kind of blows your mind.
I think he's a better athlete than Klay Thompson.
Maybe so. Well, it is 3-1, so the Celtics are in a big-time hole. If you want to chime in, Cakes mentioned it is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show, 800-636-1067. The countdown is 12 minutes for Peter from Burke to call. Under Drab's
he's officially
rule.
On the clock.
Yes. No, he doesn't get to call every week. He needs. We're taking
a
Peter
once
Burke.
A month. Limited to once a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he knows that.
He does.
I mean, he calls in with nothing half
he's
the time.
He's on a strict pitch count.
He doesn't call. He always has an agenda.
No, he called about Jeopardy last week.
It's not always entertaining,
yeah,
but
come on.
Well, that entertains Valdez. Valdez would want to call him to call every day. He's going to talk about Jeopardy.
I know we can't spend 10 minutes discussing the final Jeopardy answer.
Certainly can't.
Are we ever going to hear from Adam again? Is Adam ever just going to call in?
I don't know, but is that your new thing? Yeah. Like, whenever there's a pause,
are you missing him?
You, like, think about Adam, and then you want an update on Adam.
Well, he was a good punching bag. It was a fun part of the show. And, yeah, I guess, is he just going to go the way of the original AWOD? Dead?
EWOD.
EWOD, whatever his name was.
I mean, he's gone.
I guess he's dead. Yeah.
Ewan's still alive. He's in our fantasy league that I'm in with Drab and Bodie and a bunch of other donkity donks.
Right. What's
he doing? I believe I faced him this week.
Now, right?
What'd you say?
Ewan's on the West Coast?
I think so. He moved. Yeah, I don't know where
he
is. Ewan
lives in Denver, works for NBC.
Yeah. Oh, he does?
There you go.
Good for him.
He's thriving, apparently.
Not quite the coast.
Is he still tagging married chicks? Like, what's he doing?
Don't know.
Don't know?
Oh. No one talks to him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about his personal life.
Oh. Well, anyway. I do miss Adam a little bit. It's fun. He is a punching bag. And I do need to keep a relationship with him going on some level because my gambling account is in his name.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah. So I need to keep
him
somewhat alive.
There's a little ulterior motive.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely true.
Should mention on today's show, we'll hit the skins at 7 o'clock. Neil Greenberg is going to join us. Get a little insight from our pal Neil Greenberg. Dave Richard joins us at 8. We talk fantasy football with the guru from CBS Sports. Jason LaConfora at 9, NFL insider from CBS Sports and Radio.com. And Tim Doyle is going to jump on at 9:20. Of course, we're just a few days away from what EB has said is a must-win game for the Washington football team. And the only reason he says it is because when you look at the schedule, it's going to get tougher. And if they don't get a win this week, you expect them to lose to the Ravens and to the Rams. And then all of a sudden you're in a big hole. Uh-huh. And the heat's going to turn up on Dwayne Haskins, and the season can just go to hell.
Look,
well,
the thing is,
it's not tough already. They're 7-point dogs on the road against Cleveland.
True.
Like, they're not expected to win this game.
They are Cleveland. So, you know, Cleveland's going to Cleveland.
Yeah.
We'll see. But, you know, if you never know how things play out. We do this every year, and it's always funny to look at the schedule and go, you know, these games are just guaranteed losers. I would say the Ravens game's a guaranteed loser and probably the Rams too. But they might surprise you and beat the Rams. They might. I doubt it, but they might. You never know. They certainly won't if they play offensively like they have the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No question. They got to get that on track. And I expect them to play significantly better offensively this week.
Significantly better?
Well, like score in the first quarter and yes. Yeah. You know,
not be shut out the half.
Yeah, just be better. I consider that significant.
I mean, they've been probably the worst first half team in the league.
Yeah, like not go 3 and out their first 5 possessions or whatever. You know, yeah, mm-hmm. I do. I kind of expect them to be better.
Well, we've got our little head-to-head wager.
What's my bet on a
17 and a half
points?
Is the team total? Yep.
Right.
You've got over.
Yeah.
And speaking of gambling and fantasy, we're going to have Dave Richard on today. But, Cakes, in one of my leagues, actually in the Nats League, I am going against 4, count them, 4 Jags tonight.
So, hold on. They have 4 Jags on their roster? Who are they?
Well, he's got Minshew. He's got Minshew.
Okay.
He's got James Robinson.
All right.
The running back. And he's got 2 receivers. He's got Chark and he's got Cole.
And he's starting both of them.
Correct.
Well, Chark is questionable heading into tonight's game.
Well, I know that.
So.
Let's hope he doesn't know that. But, well, he is 0-2.
Well, he's got a lot of eggs in the Jags basket.
Look, I just want to – look, I just hope that the Jags – I think the Jags are going to score tonight, but I hope they score about 14.
Oh, I don't think that's happening.
I know. They're going to score in the high 20s, so they'll probably put up some points.
This could be like a 35-28 type of game.
I know.
Because of these teams are big fans of playing defense.
I agree.
You know what's amazing about that is it was just a few years ago where Jacksonville's defense was unreal. And they've slowly dismantled that defense,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy. Because now it looks like they have a little offense, but they lost their defense.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, they went to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
It wasn't because of Blake Bortles. Although he did have a decent year.
That year he did, correct.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right. I mean, a lot of those guys aren't even there anymore.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm going against 4 Jags tonight. Cakesy.
You know what? I'm already dubbing you the favorite in that matchup.
He's actually the favorite by 4 points. I don't know how.
I guess they're expecting a lot of offensive production out of Jacksonville.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's an 8:20 kickoff tonight.
Yeah.
Here are the free agent receivers, Cakes, that are available in my league. You guys are joning on my receivers.
Okay.
I never even heard of this guy. This is one of the guys from Jacksonville. Did you mention him? Laviska Shenault.
He's a rookie.
Yeah, he's a rookie.
He's actually like a Swiss Army knife. He'll carry the ball. He'll grab some balls.
So do you like him?
Multidimensional. I'm starting him this week. I have to.
Corey Davis is available. He's poop, right?
He always tends to disappoint, but, I mean, with A.J. Brown sidelined,
he scored last week.
He's more of a focal point now.
Yeah.
But they just don't throw a ton. They run the ball with Derrick Henry, you know.
And when they do throw touchdowns, it's usually to their tight end.
Right. If you had to pick up one, you'd pick up the Shenault guy. He appears to be the –
Well, especially if Chark's not going to play. I don't know if Chark's going to play, but if he does –
I like Shenault's upside.
You do?
Yeah.
I like that he gets carries, too. Jay Gruden's like, hey, man, you want to carry the ball 5 or 6 times tonight? Let's do this, man. Let's shake it up. He's putting up points down there in Jacksonville, that Jay Gruden.
Well, EB, you're in a must-win situation, right, because you're 0-2.
If I lose this, I'll quit.
Yeah, you won't even put lineups in.
No, what's the point? You got to battle. Just put it in a lineup at
least.
What's
the point?
Don't full-on punt 2 weeks in.
You get in a roll.
Yeah.
And things happen, man. The top teams, you know, lose guys like Christian McCaffrey who went down. So some of the top teams could slide down.
You think I could really rally from an 0-2 hole?
You don't want to lose all those frat boys from at UCLA. That'll be embarrassing.
You know they just sit there and drink and make fun of the old guy that's in the league with
them.
Yes.
Come on, you can't have that.
Yeah.
You can't be a party to that. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. All right. Maybe I'll try to offer one of those donks a trade. Everyone says I need to trade Aaron Rodgers and get a silly.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think you
make something happen.
I get psyched to have a good backup quarterback, though.
Why? You're going to use him once.
Right.
Because if Russell Wilson gets hit and pummeled, then
when's
I'm
he ever get hurt?
He plays every game. Okay. He never misses games.
Well, quarterbacks never
He's
get
like
hurt.
The most durable quarterback in history.
Okay. If he misses a game, drab t-shirt's going to he's gonna hold like a faux funeral.
Right.
And by the way, you just pick up somebody.
Right. And there'll be guys
so you'll pick up Bristol. You're not going to pick up Aaron Rodgers caliber.
Maybe
no,
not,
but that's but fine.
Quarterbacks, you can find a quarterback that's going to put up numbers.
Right. Hell,
if I was in a bind, I'd pick up Justin Herbert this week.
Oof. Absolutely.
Well, don't
pick up. It's nice to have Minshew Mania on your roster, numbers he's putting up.
Yeah. Don't pick up Nick Mullins.
No, yeah. I wouldn't pick up Nick Mullins, and I wouldn't pick up Dwayne Haskins.
Let's not get crazy.
No, you can't pick up Haskins right now. No way.
No. Not even if he was the
you're
only quarterback.
You're starting Dwayne Haskins in fantasy. Your team is a guaranteed loser.
There's pretty much one guy on the Washington football team that you would play, and that's Terry McLaurin.
T-Mac.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, I have Gibson on two rosters. I can't play. I certainly can't combo him with T-Mac and have both of them playing at the same time.
He looked a little better in week 2 running the ball.
He did.
Maybe in week 3. He still just looks unpolished. You know what I mean? You could clearly tell. Like, he's got a lot of ability.
Yeah, he's a work in progress.
But he just hasn't carried the ball a lot in games. He looks a little indecisive at times with some of his cuts. But you could see he's got the athleticism to do it. But it just doesn't look polished to me.
Which he doesn't get enough carries right now.
Say again?
He doesn't get enough carries right now to play him.
Yeah, but if he got a few balls out of the backfield, which, you know, is kind of perplexing, that's what he's supposed to be there, Swiss Army knife. They can do a little of everything. And they're not really using him that way. Yep. Yeah,
you guys don't know that Terry McLaurin leads all wide receivers in the league in yak.
Does he?
He's the yak leader for 2 weeks.
I saw something where, I don't know if it was a week after week one or after week two, that McLaurin, if he wasn't one, he was tied for first for having most guys miss. In other words, 5 guys, I think, missed tackles against him, like in week one or something like that.
That goes hand in hand with what Cakes is saying with the yak. I know there was a Washington Post article with a lot of notes about the Washington football team, and as it pertained to Terry McLaurin, they're actually using him in the slot some.
Yeah.
And so that was allowing him to get more favorable matchups. Not that he wasn't working Patrick Peterson, but he was able to get off Patrick Peterson at times by sliding into the slot.
Right.
Well, let me look at the Browns and see how nubby they are against the pass. Let me see what they give up per game.
They got Denzel Ward, who's a pretty good corner, who they drafted a couple years ago. But I don't think it matters. If you're going to single him, he's gonna work you. You know, if he gets doubled, then you got to
I would double him
else.
All day long.
Yep.
I'd make anybody else beat me.
This is tasty. Through two games, they're giving up 277 passing yards. I like it.
Nice.
Joe Burrow threw the ball 61 times.
Haskins isn't going to throw the ball 60 times.
Oh, no. I understand that. But he could throw for, I'm just throwing out a number. It doesn't mean I want to wager on it. I mean, if they're allowing 277, he should be able to pass for 225 to 235 yards. Right?
Right.
Don't you
That's
think?
Pretty pedestrian, but sure.
Okay. I'm trading my guns
Not
this week.
Not if he goes three and out seven times.
that is true.
I'm trading my guns this week on Scott Turner. I'm watching this guy. I want to see if they run more hurry up. I want to see if they get the ball in Gibson's hands out of the backfield. I want to see if they're moving guys around, being creative.
I'm not even a WFT fan, but the first 2 weeks, do you know how many times when they started running tempo, I'm yelling at the TV. I'm like,
right.
Keep going. Let's go.
Exactly.
Let's go. Hurry up. Keep hurrying up.
Right.
And then I'm like, what am I doing?
Well, I'm rooting for Antonio Gibson because he's in your fantasy lineup.
I'm rooting for Terry McLaurin. Let's
oh, there
be
you
honest.
Go.
Okay?
Is that what it is?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what Gibson cares about.
I root for individual performances. Not team
I'm forced wins. To, I'm forced to play Gibson in one of my leagues. I just want him to do something.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Cakes was one of the guys in our fantasy league that's an auction draft that is a fan of him because it's all Redskins fans in the league that were just outrageously bidding for this guy. Like
who, for McLaurin?
No, for Gibson. And he's never been on the field. They were betting like the same amount for him as you would for Aaron Jones.
Right.
Just so they could brag about having him on the team.
Right.
Just doing nothing.
Well, my team's 0-2. I'm not doing a lot of bragging at this point.
All right, doing a lot of losing.
Got
to take a break. It is open line Thursday. If you want to call us on the AAA Always On Call listener line, 800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
So Window Nation, by the way, Window Nation coming to my house today between 9:30 and 11:30 to install. Well, they're not installing today. They're measuring two windows.
Nice.
Very good.
So Anthony Lynn's the head coach of the Chargers. And after Justin Herbert filled in for Tyrod Taylor in week two, most people assume Justin Herbert would be the starter because he threw for over 300 yards and Tyrod Taylor is Tyrod Taylor. Well, Anthony Lynn at first said, look, there's a reason that Herbert is the backup. Mm-hmm. But it appears that Tyrod Taylor had maybe a more serious injury that's going to keep him out this week because Herbert is playing again. We learned yesterday that the team doctor for the Chargers punctured his lung before kickoff while trying to give him a pain-killing injection. So he was going to play with a protective flak jacket because he had bruised ribs, mm-hmm. Maybe even cracked ribs.
I think it was cracked.
Yeah, and so they were just going to give him a bunch of medicine, numb him up, but apparently the doctor punctured the lung.
I mean, it's just terrifying. I mean, I saw that story yesterday, and I was like, what? I mean, who knew that was even possible when they give you an injection near your ribs that they could puncture a lung? It's somewhat terrifying. But now it makes all sense in the world because nobody can understand, like, why? What happened? I understand that he took a shot, but I just couldn't understand.
I mean, how deep does the needle have to get into your body to right? puncture a lung?
That's a long needle.
It's got to be, right?
Apparently, the injection isn't uncommon, so they do it a lot in the NFL in particular. But they say that it carries a risk because doctors can't see where the needle's going when they
kind of guessing. I mean, it's just but dicey. I tell you, one of the worst jobs that it's funny we talk about it sometimes. Is those guys that give the that put you out? You know, when you go in for surgery, what are those guys called? The anesthesiologists.
Yes.
Yeah.
That job is butt dicey.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those guys have to be.
That's why those guys get paid.
Yeah,
and they
you
go to
be really good at what you're doing, man.
Yes.
There's actually a funny meme. I'm not a meme guy. I know it seems like the whole world is into memes except for me. But there's one funny meme I've seen where this guy's at the dentist. I don't know if you've seen it before, and he gets his needle ready and he squirts the water out of the needle. And then the guy immediately slides out of the chair and sprints right. out of the place. He just bails. It's a pretty funny meme.
Now, everybody was piling on the doctor, obviously, but I'm just going to read you word for word something from a Junks listener who's a doctor. He's at Dr. Osti on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't like his choice of NHL teams.
He's a Rangers fan,
he's
right?
He's an Islanders fan, but that's okay. I'll let that slide. He's responding to Adam Schefter's report. He says, just so you and everyone else is aware, this doesn't mean the doctor did anything wrong. It's entirely likely that the pressure from the needle on the rib necessary to confirm the needle was in the right place, caused the fractured rib itself to cause the pneumothorax.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, that makes sense.
So, I mean, I know that everybody's, you know, racing to the internet to find the best meme to go with, you know, the story. Maybe the doctor wasn't really at fault. Maybe it's just something that is more common than we think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I know
but it
the
just also shows you what these guys go through to get out on the field on a weekly basis.
Correct.
Well, especially if you got a guy breathing down your neck who they drafted in the first round and you actually want to play.
Certainly.
Tyrod Taylor's been in that position before.
Right. He's a competitive guy. He wants to play.
I would think that if you have cracked ribs, that I can't believe he could play anyway. Even with just with the cracked ribs.
Yeah, those things are super painful. Well, that's why I needed the shot.
Yeah, I know. But, I would think that he'd be out a few weeks just with the cracked ribs anyway, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Hey, so speaking of somebody who's had I've had bruised ribs on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
During
painful.
During the Divas practices and most recently with Caps Media Day where I got I got tangled up with a teammate and I basically brought a teammate into the boards
right.
and injured my rib.
Yeah.
It hurts.
It's painful.
And that's just a bruised rib.
Yeah.
Which they claim is more painful than a broken rib.
Right. No.
So maybe I am a hero. After all.
Yeah, you didn't
overall,
miss a show, right? Showed up every day.
Didn't
your job.
Miss a show.
Right.
Of course,
overall, that was a good experience going to that Capitals Media Day, but I barely can skate. I'm not doing that again.
I can barely skate, too. And they couldn't find a helmet big enough for my big fat head.
I can't even barely skate.
Hey,
whatever is below barely,
right.
That's me.
How do you guys search for memes on Twitter? I don't even know how to do it. How do you do it, Cakes?
I'm a GIF guy or GIF guy, however you pronounce it.
Well,
I'm not a meme
same?
Guy.
I thought they were kind of the same. Oh, I guess it's a GIF then what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's just below usually when you hit tweet.
All right.
Don't you have something below which shows you like photo?
Of course
GIF,
you do.
Attached, so it's just right there. Just click on it.
This is Internet's 101 right here.
I'm not a GIF guy.
You click on it, and then you just hit you hit a search.
And then you don't tweet out the most obvious GIF, the hackiest GIF. You can't do that. Don't be like everybody else. Take some time with it, EB.
Yeah, like right up in line
have
Thursday.
Have some pride in your GIF game.
At Junk's okay? Radio, I've got Brad Pitt on the phone.
Right. I'm trying to find the one where the guy slides out of the chair. It was freaking hilarious. But...
You're going to be at this all day, I can tell already.
Oh, jeez.
I'm trying to find. I see a million dentist GIFs, but oh my God. Is it a bottomless pit of GIFs?
Yes. There are so many GIFs.
Oh, my
so many.
God. Right.
By the way, I saw encouraging news this morning about Taulia Tagovailoa apparently playing very well for the Terps in a quarterback battle.
That's what, good in news. Their red-white scrimmage or something?
I guess. I mean,
come on.
I don't know.
How much can you glean from that?
Yeah, I mean, he's the Nubs, Tagovailoa, whatever it is. I can't even say it. Tua Tagovailoa, however you say it.
I don't know. Taulia. For some reason, I want to see Taulia emerge as the starter for the Terps.
When did he become Tagovailoa, by the way? That's a new wrinkle.
They're adding up.
Has he always been Tagovailoa?
Yes. It's always been Tagovailoa.
You guys are dogs.
I know it upsets Drab so much.
I mean, okay. Who cares? Tagovailoa.
Drab has a certain affinity for like guys with Polynesian names because so many of them play in the Pac-12.
With all of these teams, you know, practicing and getting ready for the season, they say that Taulia has already established a great connection with Rakeem Jarrett.
Ooh, that's
their
stud
Rakeem
freshman.
Jarrett is the stud from St. John's who shocked everybody because he was recruited by everybody when he announced he was going to Maryland. So that's good. That's what Locks likes to do, bring in these five stars, four and five stars.
Well, that's how you win. You got to get talent like that, but you got to have a bunch of them. We'll see.
No doubt.
We'll see. I might, you know. Very low expectations.
I mean, that's a month away.
Especially in this weird year.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, it's a month away.
Yeah.
Can't even think about that.
Yeah.
And they don't even – do they have Howard on the schedule again this year?
No, it's all –
it's all conference.
It's all conference.
Remember we got all excited? How many points they scored in, like, the first
They scored, like,
games?
70 points.
No, right. But it was Syracuse that was really the one that we thought, okay, that means there's something.
Right, they were 2-0 and they were
and
ranked.
And then they lost to Temple, and I was like, oh, I guess not. It's all just fraud. I've never seen anything like that.
They got ranked.
Now, they may open with the Big Ten's version of Howard against Northwestern, which is good.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Well, Northwestern's had their moments, though.
They'll probably lose that game.
Yeah, it's the biggest nerd school in the Big Ten. They should be able to handle them.
Right.
You would hope.
They scored 142 points in their wins over Howard and Syracuse, and then they finished 11th in total offense in the Big 12, Big 10, and 12th in passing, 11th in scoring. So it was a mirage the first 2 weeks.
Right, yeah. Well,
I think Trent Green's kid is still a QB at Northwestern.
Oh, really?
Pretty sure.
I don't think he's
a starter.
No, but he's just there.
I think he's the backup, though. He's still there.
Right. Well, maybe he'll get a shot.
Anyway, when we talked to Chris Doering yesterday and we went through some of the top matchups, I wasn't that intrigued with anything this week. If, like, the Kentucky game is the best game on the board, not that psyched. I'm ready for some big games.
All right, let me see here.
Or I'm ready for Taulia to take over.
Well, you got to wait a month. They don't tee it up until the 24th of October.
If I could find anything silly. All right, Georgia Tech – -8 of Syracuse. You like that one, Lurch? No.
That game's at Syracuse, correct? Syracuse isn't very good. No, I'd stay away from that.
What about Tennessee? Only -3.5 over South Carolina.
A lot of people like Tennessee in this game.
Trying to see.
It's games that bright. Yeah, it's in Columbia, but a lot of people I've been talking to like Tennessee.
What about Florida?
A lot of sharps.
Are they going to give Mississippi the beatdown?
See, the thing is, I mean, this is the first game for all these teams. You just don't know. I mean, on paper, you would think so. I mean, they're much better than Ole Miss, but, I mean, Ole Miss got a new coach, got new quarterback. You just don't know.
Is Vanderbilt just atrocious?
Always.
They're 30.5-point dogs.
Always. I just can't believe we're going to watch SEC football this weekend.
I am so psyched. I don't know why I like it so much. There's something about the CBS broadcast. CBS always looks silly on my TV.
Yep.
I don't know. Something about it.
How about the luck that Houston has? in college football. They've had four games postponed. All because of the opponents.
Right. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So
they're taking care of themselves, but the other teams are being irresponsible or just having
They're not
luck.
Necessarily being irresponsible. It's just it's a virus.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean.
There's only so much you can do.
I mean, every school knows you're going to have outbreaks.
Yeah.
You just hope it's limited where you don't have to postpone a game.
Right. I'm so
you know, hopefully
happy
it's only three or four kids. If it's 10 or 12 or 15, oh, obviously you got to postpone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Get it out of the way. LSU's had 75 kids on the team had it. So they'll probably
get it out of the way.
Okay.
Get it out of the way early.
They'll probably be okay. And they probably won't miss a game. I know Maryland's had some issues, so hopefully Maryland can get it all together. I know some guys that are athletes over at Maryland. So.
Yeah. I saw, you know, Maryland puts out their little weekly email, and they update you on the numbers. The total numbers are very small.
Oh, sure.
Compared to all the tests.
Sure. Oh, sure.
But, you know, the number of positives always outweighs the percentage.
Yeah.
And yeah, you got to make decisions based on the number of positives. But yeah, it should be okay. They should be fine for their first game.
Yeah,
you would think.
Right.
But you know what? Props to the SEC for not making that rash decision early, like the Big Ten did on August 11th, and then when they decided, all right, we're going to push the start of the season. We're going to go all conference, and then we're going to push the start back, so to give us some wiggle room. That's what all these conferences should have done.
Did you see that the Pac-12 commissioner? Is it Larry Scott drab T-shirt?
Yep.
That's your guy?
That's not my guy. But, yes, that's his name.
I believe he took a fat bonus. I think it was like north of $2 million somewhere in that neighborhood. And then promptly furloughed like 100 people from the Pac-12. So he
brutal.
Got a big fat bonus, and then he gave about 100 people their pink slips from the Pac-12 over Zoom calls.
He's a scumbag.
Yep.
Can you imagine?
No.
How
does the commissioner get a $2 million bonus? How did he qualify
for that? There was some sort of bonus pool that was available, and instead of doing the right thing and maybe spreading some of that money out to the people and trying to keep them and retain them, he said, oh, I'll take the bonus, and I'll chop the heads off of 100 of my employees.
Executives got $7 million in bonuses and then furloughed everybody.
Right.
Right.
That's not a good look for the
Pac-12. He's going to look even worse if he decides to stay postponed or stay canceled.
I mean, it's getting kind of late in the game at this point, yeah.
I would expect the MAC conference to announce they're going to play on Friday, maybe a small amount of games, but I would expect the Mountain West – they're thinking about starting. I mean, can you imagine if the Pac-12 was the only conference that wasn't playing? Yeah, we're going to play in the spring. Oh, yeah, sure you are.
Look, yeah.
Maybe get good ratings.
It's proven.
Not for me.
It's been proven that you could find a way to deal with this. You know, it's been proven. So they should all get out there and get after it. I got news for people. The virus is never going away. It's always going to be in our ecosystem. So you just have to figure out a way to deal with it.
All right, phone number on an open line Thursday
is
800-636-1067. Open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. You're searching for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. 800-636-1067. Coming up next, though, we'll open up the entertainment page. We'll find out which reality TV star has something in common with Johnny Cakes Auville next. Mm.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 7 o'clock, our pal Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post joins us. As we hit the skins, he believes the Washington football team are a good bet this week. So we will get his take on that at 7 o'clock. Right now, though, we open up the entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome, super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice. A little caffeine is unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES. You get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
I'm going with tangerine this morning, and it's delicious.
I need to check my email for the code. I need to get that code.
Yes, you do.
All right, you keep checking.
I've never seen this show, but I've heard of it. Okay. Cakes, I guess you do have something in common with Buddy Valestro.
I've never heard that person's name in my life.
I don't know who that is. He's the star of Cake Boss. Have you ever seen Cake Boss? Apparently Cake Boss has been on the air since like 2009 or something.
Cake Boss. I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is. I guess he makes cakes. I have no idea. He's a bakery guy.
I would assume that's the premise of the show.
I imagine he's a baker. He's a Mayfield.
He's some sort of silly baker.
He's a Dusty.
There's no chance his bakery's as good as my joint in Rockville, but that's fine. Les Delis. But anyway, he must be G'd up because he's got a bowling alley at his house.
Oh, really?
And one of the pins got stuck, and so he has a bowling injury. So he went over.
My guy.
He went over to fix the pin setter, which is an easy fix, apparently. So he walked all the way down and got his hand in there, and his hand got stuck. And then the machine, if you've ever seen one of these things, I've seen them before.
Yeah.
These machines are these massive things with like 100,000 parts. It impaled his hand like three times. He got it jammed in there. Luckily his son was nearby and had the wherewithal to go get a saw, like one of those, I forget what kind of saw they call it.
Bandsaw, circular saw, hand saw.
No.
Jigsaw.
No. Jim close. Duggan?
Close.
Hacksaw.
Yeah, a reciprocating saw. Okay.
Okay.
So his son got a reciprocating saw.
I don't know what that is.
Cut through the metal rod.
Wow.
And relieved his father from the machine. So his hand got impaled by his pin setter in his home bowling alley.
Well, he's going to be making his cakes with one hand now, at least for the short term.
That'll be easy.
Guess. They're saying it's going to take.
Boss, maybe he doesn't bake anyway. He delegates.
Maybe he just orders around at this point.
Right.
But who would think that the cake boss was so G'd up that he's got his own bowling alley? That truly would be a dream.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if I ever had FU money, you know, Novavax hits to like $2,000 a share.
Right.
And, you know, I'm hit the big time.
Yeah.
I'd get a bowling alley.
You get a bowling alley over a golf simulator?
Why not get both?
Yeah,
you can only have one. It's top of the line. Like, you can have the best simulator or, like, the best alley with, like, a sidebar, TVs. It's like a Lucky Strike or a golfdom simulator.
Maybe I'm just being silly, but I think I would take I'm fascinated by bowling. Bowling's fun to me. I don't know.
By the way, he is supposedly worth over $10 million.
Wow. Yeah. No wonder he's got his own bowling alley.
Cake boss.
Actually, he's not the cakes boss.
He's cake boss.
Right.
He's boss.
Hey, boss.
I would never get a bowling alley because my thumb has only recently healed from the severe injury.
Have you retired from bowling? Are you scared to bowl now after that?
I would bowl again. I just don't think I would stick my thumb in the hole.
Yeah, just keep your thumb out of the hole.
I would keep the thumb out of the hole.
And then I think you'd be fine.
This digit is not designed for repetitive bowling.
Well, you know what you could do, Cakes?
I honestly do believe Cakes is the softest person I've ever met.
Maybe that's
he's a delicate flower.
It goes back to the turkey bowl. He's still talking about rib injuries from the turkey bowl practices.
Yeah.
Battle through the injuries.
I was playing some one-on-one with my eldest son yesterday, and I nearly rolled my left ankle.
Mm-hmm.
It was very close. It was perilous. I was right on the edge, but luckily I'm nimble, and I'm light on my feet. And I was able to prevent
the injury. Well, you know, if you would have rolled it, you would have been okay. I mean, it happens all
the
time.
Yeah, but it would have been painful. And I don't I don't like ankle injuries. They kind of freak me out.
So really?
I was right on the edge there. I can't watch them. Like, when they show replays of guys, like, stepping on other guys' feet or coming down awkwardly, it makes me squeamish.
Is that like somebody, like, pulling cotton candy or something like that? Or cotton?
Cotton candy is fine.
Yeah.
Pulling cotton balls apart, bad. Jason's right with me on that.
Oh, don't even say it.
It's disgusting and it's gross and it's horrifying.
Don't even say it.
Now,
but yeah, I came very close to snapping my ankle yesterday, but because I'm silly, I prevented it.
You are silly.
How many of your terrible jump hooks did you execute against your
son? Oh, dude.
We played three games yesterday.
He scored as many points as Jason Tatum did in the first half.
I'll give you the recap.
All right.
We played three games, the first 2-5. I'm old. What do you want? You only played a 7 or 11? That's not going to happen. Yeah. I sprinted out to a 4-0 lead. I was like, oh, I'm going to smoke him in this game. He started roaring back. I eked out a 5-4 win in the first game.
All right.
Then he just proceeded to pwn me in the next two games, like 5-2 and like 5-1.
And then you were Dunsky.
Then it was over.
Yeah.
Then I was done. I was like, I dodged an ankle injury. I snuck a dub in. My day is complete.
Every once in a while, my son and I have never really played a full game or two. I mean, I guess we have a couple times. But every once in a while, we'll play a few points. And after, literally, by the third or fourth point, I am just – the breathing. I'm just so
– just labored.
You're using muscles, and the intensity level ratchets up to something I haven't done in years.
Cakes, what was the score between you guys?
First game, I won 5-4. I think the second game, he beat me like 5-2 or 5-3. And then the third game was like 5-1. I mean, it's just bloodbath.
Wipe the floor with him after that.
Kind of. Can't be losing to your old man in basketball in high school.
Yeah, so Kurt should have never lost to that first game.
I agree, but I got a little bit hot. jumpers, and it was
Kurt, was it Kurt or Brendan?
It was Kurt, I think,
it was
right?
Kurt.
Oh my God.
He's 21.
That's not okay.
He's
23.
Hey, what Cakes got hot. Had the ball first. He got hot.
You guys sleep on my skills a little bit.
What skills?
We've seen you play basketball.
Yeah, I've seen you. You lost to AWOD.
You guys took you an hour to get to 7 points.
We have the shot chart.
Yeah.
Hey, I have to take a lot of shots.
I disrespect Kurt now.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I do. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Then he smoked him.
I thought he was
that.
An athlete.
Yeah. Did he play like lacrosse or something?
He would wax most of you guys in most one-on-one games outside of Jason.
No, yeah, right.
Uh-oh. Challenge.
If you could beat Kurt, I could beat him left-handed.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
You want to challenge? But Cakes beat Kurt. You want to challenge Cakes?
I could beat Cakes left-handed. I beat Cakes with my feet.
That's hilarious.
Drive on over there to Oldie.
No great accomplishment. I'm 50. If you beat me, whoopee-doo.
I know. The fact that you're beating a 23-year-old.
I got lucky. I mean, he beats me probably 19 out of 20 games. I hit a few shots.
You're giving him the face.
I mean,
fine.
And Cakes is like 5'6", too. All you got to do is stand next to him. He's not going to hit any shots.
What, do you think his son is much taller than him? It's genetics. They're probably the same height.
He's like 5'10".
Like an 8-foot rim?
No, it's standard, legit size.
Cakes he had a hot hand there for a little bit. It can happen in a game to 5.
Right.
I mean, what's a game to 5?
We were playing 21.
Were you guys playing? Was he playing any defense?
He probably wasn't at the beginning.
He was playing defense.
He probably wasn't at the beginning.
He beats defensive because he plays Stevie in basketball all the time, too.
No, I really don't.
He's standing up for his boy, that's all.
I'm just standing up for Cakes because I can imagine a scenario early in the game, they're probably not playing that hard, and then Cakes, you know, ekes out a victory, and then he just clamps it down.
I know I'm at my peak, a mediocre basketball player, but I can play a little bit of one-on-one.
Is Kurt not competitive?
Oh my God, you're overanalyzing. Here's what happened. They went out back. All right, before dinner or something.
Jason, it's embarrassing.
Hold on.
It is.
Valdez, I'm giving you the scenario. They went out back before dinner or something. It's killing 20 minutes. And they're playing lightly for the first few points. As Cake said, he probably hit a couple jumpers, got out to an early lead, and then Kurt clamped them down the rest of the way. That's it.
He clamped them down.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I think that's what happened. It's pretty
anyway.
Simple.
I love LeBron James and James Harden, the boys behind the glass.
I know.
No, it's embarrassing. I mean, Like someone who runs palms up is beating a 23-year-old in basketball.
Well, it was. Trust me, it's an outlier. If you looked at the dubs and
your
the
overall
losses,
win loss record,
it's very poor. I'm like
Cakes is like Words with Friends with hoops. Don't worry.
Well, he should be undefeated. That's what their point is.
Apparently,
it shouldn't happen.
Right. Well, they'll see. All right. So, Valdez, did you get the audio of the spoken word winner on America's Got Talent? I put it in the hangout.
Wait
I'm
a
not
second.
Sure if you they saw
it. I did not see it.
Wait a minute. They have a spoken word contestant that's made it this deep?
Just get one of his performances, not like him like thanking the audience or whatever. Yeah. A guy with spoken word, and he seems to be a really sweet guy. And I think people just more or less like him. Because I watched a little bit of it before the show.
Do you know the last thing I would go see in
Vegas? America's Got Talent?
If I were to ever go see a show in Vegas, which I have. I saw a train in OAR a few years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last show I would ever go see in Vegas is a spoken word show. Right. I would go see Blue Man Group. I would go see, is it Cirque du Soleil? I would give that a whirl.
Oh, I'd see Cirque du Soleil 100 times.
I'd give that
100.
A chance. But some guy, like, freestyling, just... spoken word, doing that bit, like he's in a coffee house? No, thank you.
He did one bit where it was like a four-minute thing where it was something like tribute to his daughter.
Yeah, here, I have that real quick.
And you know, everyone's – so he's just tugging on your heartstrings.
Oh, yes. But how is it an hour and a half Jesus act in Vegas?
I don't know.
For the Bible tells me so. I listen to your mother sing this song to you every night. And the craziest part is you ain't going to remember any of this. All these moments we share will simply slip into the forgotten pages of the past for you, but only for you, because I will never forget. Forget all the things that you made me feel, how I was already in love with you before I could ever hold you as your mother cradled you into existence.
That one, America's Got Talent.
Well,
best
wait
way
a second.
I knew how.
He won the whole thing.
He won the whole jam.
Praying
he
came
next
to
no, not become a family.
No, no, no. He won the whole thing.
You're pulling my leg, EB.
Look, I got to tell you, I watched it, and it tugs on your heartstrings. He's a sweet guy.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
I'm sure he's talented in that genre, but it's just like, are you kidding? That's the best act?
That tells me. That show is a complete and utter farce.
100%.
Unlimited diarrhea.
But everyone watches it.
The hell you caused. Well, I don't know. Does it do well?
I mean,
it's been on the air for 100 years.
Yeah.
I think it does well because it fills that void in the summer ratings when basically nothing else is going on.
Right. Amazing to me, but
I guess
you know, I props to.
You mean there isn't some guy like who can juggle 12 balls that can't beat that guy?
I would think almost anything. I think the guy that got kicked in the balls of 1 year is more entertaining than that guy.
By the way, what is it up against? It's up against Dancing with the Stars. That's what TV is.
TV
is
so bad.
The first story.
Well, women,
the sitcoms you watch.
All women watch that.
Yeah.
But if you're a guy and you watch Dancing with the Stars,
last but not
zippy respect for you.
Joseph Laurinaitis. The only reason why I know him is because his son, James Laurinaitis, played in the NFL. I guess he's better known as Road Warrior Animal, passed away yesterday at 60.
That sucks.
I have no idea who he is. I remember
the Road Warriors a little bit.
Yeah.
They used to dress up with, like, big costumes.
It's like the shoulder pads with the spikes coming out of them and the face paint.
So he was, like, a legit stud in the WWE.
Oh, yeah. Those guys were superstars.
Yeah, they look kind of like the guys from Kiss.
Right. So what did he do? I think he had a heart attack or something, right? He just died suddenly.
I don't know.
He had posted some sort of like happy birthday to his wife the day before.
Oh.
So brutal. You know, at 60.
Coming up next, we will hit the skins. We do it every morning at 7 o'clock. We'll talk to our pal Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. He'll give us some of the best bets for week 3, including the Washington football team here on the Junkies.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.